I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Well, he did have the suit and tie.
Just in the role play.
It was a good look, too. I like that. I almost want to ask you, like, I want to get one just like that. I like that suit.
I should let you touch it. It's got a little bit of silk in it, too.
Excuse me?
What'd you say?
Why would you do that?
What'd I say? Do we need to go back?
Phrasing?
It's the suit.
I got to let you touch the suit.
Yes, thank you.
Details matter, right?
Okay. Yeah, details.
Phrasing.
Yeah, just understand. That's always a thing around here. Very uncomfortable right now.
He probably clipped it.
Of course we did. It's Barton Hahn, hour number two. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You all right? Coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, a beautiful fall day in New York City on a day where Bart left his suit home, had to go back and get it, was late for class.
Yeah.
And then took it off immediately the minute he gets here because, you know, our show is not as important. We're not as classy as, you know, like Get Up and First Take.
I put on my cashmere.
Touch that.
Remember when we were kids?
Again with the touch
hey,
that.
Hey, phrasing!
I know.
It's like fun, right?
Yes. It's everything that he's doing right now is really making
So me. We're just okay. done with I'm phrasing,
a,
right?
A,
That's
a
not a
guy.
Thing anymore.
See, even TV just went, they just went billboard. They just straight billboard.
I love
they
fabric.
They took us right off camera.
I love fabric.
Yes. That looks good.
I just like, I don't care how simple.
Doesn't
like
Bart saying I love fabric sound like from Anchorman, I love lamp? Anyways, if you're just joining us, Adam Schefter with the news about a half hour ago. As this has been before, and the trade deadline in the NFL is not still till Tuesday at 4 o'clock. It has been a very busy trade deadline already. We can outline several deals that went down. You're talking about Jonathan Hankins to the Cowboys from the Raiders, James Robinson to the Jets from the Jaguars,
with Samson.
Robbie Anderson to the Cardinals from the Panthers. The Panthers then also sending Christian McCaffrey, as you mentioned, to the 49ers. Was it last night, right? Robert Quinn to the Eagles from the Bears. Somehow the Eagles still hold a million picks in the 23 draft.
You snooze, you lose.
Crazy. And then just a half hour ago, the New York Giants getting involved. They trade Kadarius Toney, their former first-round pick, 20th overall out of Florida. And they trade him for a conditional third-round pick and a sixth-round pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Bart Scott's reaction to that trade was two things. The first one, the Chiefs are now a Super Bowl contender. And the second one is that Toney could have Pro Bowl vote, all pro votes by the end of the season.
I think
because you think this fit is perfect.
He's everything. He's Tyreek Hill. So if you got the same explosive plays, but also the screens, the little gadgets, he's a gadget guy. This guy is.
If you're Mecole Hardman, are you a little like, what are we doing?
No, because Mecole is like a vertical guy. Like he exists.
Well, isn't Toney as well?
Yeah, but he exists. No, Toney is so much more. He's a gadget guy. He's a guy you give a little screen, a swing pass. Just ask the Dallas Cowboys how that smoke was last year when he went for 180.
The one game he actually played and performed.
And that's all you had to see.
Like, best ability is your availability, baby.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I worry.
I think he got a concussion that game or something. He missed the game at the end.
But that's the thing with him. This is a gamble.
Before
you
third round,
admit,
it's not.
This is not a gamble.
For a third round pick, that's not a gamble.
Because
guess what? The third round pick is a valuable pick. The Chiefs got so many good players that they probably won't even keep a third round pick.
I believe Sky Moore is the only receiver they have like under contract after this season. Don't they have a bunch of guys that they've got to figure out at the end of this year?
Well, they got two. I'm sure no Valdez Scantling is a 3-year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we got the same agent.
So they still have to shore up that wide receiver. Now the other thing Toney can do is also special teams.
Well, you don't have to because that kid number 10 for them is a beast. So he run hard. The little running back they got, he's a beast.
888-SAY-ESPN 888-729.
This is an answer though.
3776.
This is in response.
You're saying this is right. This is an active.
We are watching a arms race for the teams that know they're close to the Super Bowl. This has nothing to do with the AFC West. They know that they're the best team in the AFC West. We thought the Chargers would be there. They probably fired their coach at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a response to the Buffalo Bills and that matchup that they had, and knowing that the Bills could have played better and that they still went and brought in their answer to them in their arms race was Von Miller. So this is a response to be able to get another weapon to spread you out, because the Bills aren't a man-to-man team. They're a zone team. So now this is a response to get somebody the ball on a little out route that can go to the house, right? And let's see if the Bills have a response to this response, because they know that the Chiefs played them the way that that everybody played the Chiefs. They play zone. Nobody gets any explosive plays, and forced Devin Singletary to rush the ball. We had him on the show, 80 yards rushing the ball.
That's right.
And that's usually been their running game.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer, if I'm like playing, you know, football god, the answer to the Buffalo Bills will be I'll either go get Cam Akers or Kareem Hunt. Because now I'm making sure that you can't defend me the way that I defend you, because I got all the pieces I need inside. I got Gabe Davis. I got Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys double all of them and say run the ball consistently on a light box, and you won't get explosive plays to be able to keep up. So you go get a Kareem Hunt. You go get a Cam Akers.
So you want to see now, do the Bills answer?
Oh, they're on the phone right now.
Because the Bills haven't made a move yet.
The Bills on the phone right now. Like, you know what? We said we wouldn't give up the asking price for CMC. You know, we in trouble. We need
so
to
the
do
Super
something.
Bowl could be won in November.
Yes, was it not won when Von Miller and Odell Beckham went?
Yeah,
they didn't know Woods was gonna get hurt.
Yeah, when the Rams went all in, no doubt about it. But I want to get reaction to this trade, both from the New York side of things, because the Giants, they had a first round pick and they have basically said we're done. They do have Wandale Robinson. That is Joe Shane's pick. That is not, obviously, and Tony was not his pick.
Right.
So maybe they're just saying, we've got the same kind of player.
And we save money.
And he could play, and he doesn't want to play. He's been hurt. Whatever it is, they just want to just losses.
You got that money off your books, too, because they have
the first-round pick. Yeah.
Yeah, they have so many young players on their team that they're paying a lot of their first-round
draft. But if you're a Giants fan, there's a part of you that's going like you're saying, we know what he can do.
You're going to be watching him in the playoffs.
So,
right?
Let's get some reaction. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In Connecticut, we talked to Victor. What's happening, Victor?
What's going on, guys? I was going to talk about the Yankees, but I think Bart is right on this one. I'm a Packer fan, and what the lady said earlier about Valdez Scantling going out over there, but Andy Reid's a good coach, and Matt LaFleur really never brought that out of him either. So,
yeah, I didn't realize you wanted to talk Yankees. I'll tell you what, Victor, call back later. We will be getting to the Yankee stuff, because very interesting things happening on that front with some of the things being said. So make sure you call back. Jersey, we have James. What's up, James?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? We got you. You live
on the radio. Okay, that's perfect. You got me. You know, Bart, that was a genius statement. Let me tell you, when they put Kadarius Toney on the Kansas City Chiefs, they gonna wonder what hit him. Because, oh my God, I'm telling my wife is a Kansas City fan. I can't stand them, but I give them their props. Now we gonna see what Buffalo got to do. You're right. They gonna spread them out so far. How many people can you zone when you got four people?
Seven.
They're not gonna be able to handle it.
You got seven, and then you got five out. Five out, seven guarding them. But if you got two guys and Travis Kelce that's going to eat up two,
that's right.
Then you got a guy, Kadarius Toney, or a guy like Valdez Scantling that's going to run deep. That's why Juju Smith-Schuster is eating, because he's just running around with the second or third best corner, and he's just isolating them with linebackers and stuff.
Yeah, and again, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will certainly figure it out pretty quickly. They have a bye as well, so they got plenty of time before the next game, which, by the way, is against the Titans, and I believe that game's at home, too. We stay in Jersey. Talk to Jay. What's up, Jay? What do you think of this deal?
Bart has lost his mind. It's official. Okay. Bart has gone crazy.
Okay.
The man has not been healthy since college. He had one good year in 2020 in college.
Yep.
He played nine games in 2017 and 2019 total. The man has not been able to stay on the field.
That's what I was trying to say.
The best ability is availability, and he has not been able to do it. That is going to be the problem. He is another Percy Harvin from Florida. That's what it is. He's going to stay injured. It's been the track story of his whole career from point A to point B.
But he's a third-round draft pick is what you got him for. So you got somebody's – it's like you got somebody's – like, you know when you go buy a Lamborghini or a Rolls Royce? or a Ferrari, mm-hmm. and as soon as it leaves the lot, it's
depreciates.
It's $100,000 cheaper. Andy Reid just bought a Ferrari at a BMW price.
Okay, but what?
And I don't care if the engine light's on, because when I take it out and it is healthy for what I need it for, if it gets me a Super Bowl, it just costs me a third round draft pick.
Right. So you're banking on this third round pick. It's going to cost me a third round pick to hope that he can play. How many games you got
eight?
Left?
Yeah, give me eight. I know. Yeah. I'll need him for all of them. Because yeah. I got enough weapons to kick ass anyway. Yeah.
You're just hoping if I can get him available for 8 games.
For the playoffs. I can care less. Just work him in, let him learn the system.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win, beat everybody anyway. This is a response for one team.
Very interesting conversation. Now, we certainly will continue with you because, I mean, there's a lot of trades where we're like,
I
see
that trade.
Fred
Taylor, too. Remember they said about Fred Taylor?
All different trades that we have seen so far, we have said the same thing about them. Like, all right, that makes sense. This is the one where you could argue it both ways, and we'll continue with the conversation. But we do have a World Series that begins tomorrow, yeah?
Are the Yankees in it?
It is the Astros and the Phillies, as you definitely know.
Who had that
twist
in their pool?
Don't twist that
in their pool?
We will get a breakdown of somebody who has ties to both franchises. Who does he think is going to win? Discuss that after I tell you about LinkedIn. Which I might need if Bart keeps acting up. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy. It takes just minutes. And then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experiences so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/BART. That's LinkedIn.com/BART. B-A-R-T. To post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify.com/network.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lynch does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. Let the city celebrate.
I imagine that is a good memory, a great memory probably, for our next guest who joins us right now. Brad Lidge, the man you heard in that highlight, who won the World Series in 2008 with the Phillies, also served as a closer with the Astros. So you've got, you know, both sides of the coin here. He's also a Major League Baseball MLB Network radio analyst as well. Brad, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. And you're damn right. That's a great memory.
Yeah, I'm sure it never gets tired. But I guess, is there a team? I mean, you were with both, but you won the World Series with the Phillies. Do you have a closer affiliation with them? Is that like I'm pulling for the Phillies, or are you neutral here?
Good question. So, I think, you know, ever since I retired, the Phillies reached out to me right away. And they've been real great to myself and my family in retirement. And we won the whole thing there. I wasn't able to get that same privilege in Houston, although we did get to the World Series in 2005. Mm-hmm. But I think my loyalties are with the Phillies. I you know, I'll try not to be too biased in my assessments here today, but
I like it though.
Yeah, I'm pulling for the I'm pulling for the Phillies.
I'm glad.
I'm so happy you finally an athlete would keep it Rizzo.
Yeah, right.
I applaud you because I'm so many, sick of these political type of answers,
right.
Straight down the middle.
Which is like, I won a championship with them. Who do you think I am?
You are a truth teller. Okay. So now we know.
Wait,
your heart is with the Phillies.
Wait. I do have to give him one message, though, that he needs to know since we are based in New York.
Matt.
Okay. He needs to understand one thing. Because if you pitch for the Astros and you pitch for the Phillies, you kind of understand there's this, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of a, you know, animosity towards Philadelphia.
What about the Mets?
From New York. And I just want to let him know that we here in New York need the Phillies to do the Lord's work here. I mean they need to win this year. You understand, like, it'll be insufferable if the Astros win the World Series. Insufferable. So please,
I get it. I
all
get
the
it.
Vibes.
I read somewhere it's like there's some poll taken. It was like 88%.
That's correct.
Of the U.S. is pulling for the Phillies.
I've so seen this.
Well, Met fans aren't. I'll tell you that. Alan's a Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan. We don't want the Phillies. The team that we finished three behind us.
Very small percentage of New Yorker Met fans. Very small percentage.
Oh, see what I'm saying? See, so listen, so now we know where your heart is. Where's your brain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's your brain? Because
okay.
those are
good
two
question.
Different things.
Mm.
They are different things. So, boy, you know, I've been watching the Astros this year quite a bit, and you know, there's two things at play here. Number one, the Phillies are hot, and everyone's like, well, the Houston Astros, they haven't even lost in the postseason. They steamrolled everybody they played. That's true, and I think they are the odds-on favorite. I mean, if you're going to place a wager, you're going to place it with the Houston Astros, and I get that. They've got Hall of Famers everywhere. They're ridiculously loaded with talent in every position, bullpen, starting pitching. They've got it all, so I get it. But I would caution people because, you know, if anyone thinks this is going to be an easy World Series for the Astros, they haven't been paying attention to how the Phillies have played, especially at home, where the Phillies have not lost this postseason. And I would just say this, these two games starting out in Houston, Astros obviously with home field advantage, you know, they're going to be facing that 1-2 punch from the Phillies of Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Those two have flat dominated this postseason, especially Zach Wheeler, and it's hard for me to imagine a scenario in which the Phillies don't get at least one game in Houston. So,
wow. You
know, then you go back to Philly, where they have not lost, and I could see the Phillies ripping off two wins against the Astros and Philly. So I think this thing goes back to Houston, it's going to be – honestly, it's going to be way closer than people realize. I think it's going to be a fantastic World Series. I think if you want to make some money – if you're willing to wager a little bit more, I think you bet on the Phillies because I think they have a much better chance than people realize. I know and I get it. The Astros are the odds-on favorites, but I think the Phillies are much closer than people realize.
I love it. Brad Lidge bringing also the betting aspect to this whole thing, a little analysis as well. I mean, this is perfect altogether. Now, just going back to what you were pointing out, the 88% thing, we found this. This is from Bet Online. They did... basing it on the hashtags of both teams and all these different tweets that they tracked, 44 states are pulling for the Phillies, only 6 for the Astros. Let me see if you can name the 6 states that you think. And I mean, Texas is the obvious one, right? So can you name the other
Texas.
5 states pulling for the Astros?
Probably Oklahoma.
Yes.
I mean, it's got to stay down south.
Correct.
So I'm going to say... Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. How about certainly Louisiana.
Yep, that's 2.
Arkansas?
Geez. You're right to stay like neighboring states of Texas makes sense. So
Arkansas maybe?
Arkansas. No.
All right. I mean, can we throw do we throw out New Mexico?
New Mexico, that's you're 3 for 3, Brad.
Okay. I do like Arkansas. I'm gonna throw out Arkansas too.
No, unfortunately, Arkansas is not correct. That one's out. Yes.
Would you like to phone a friend?
That's too bad.
Would you like to 50-50?
You know, I will tell you this. So I'm in Colorado, and there is a ton of people from Texas that live in Colorado. I'm gonna throw out Colorado.
Nailed it. All right, that's 4. There's only 1.
Give them the 50-50. Give them the 50-50. Give them either or. Give them a city and give them another city and either or. Make it tough for them.
A city? I mean, we're talking about states here.
I mean, state. I'm saying give them a state, give them 2 states, and give them the 50-50.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. All right, I'll give you Kansas or Mississippi.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Just put $1 million.
Let's put $1 million. Mississippi.
Nailed it. See, that's it.
You win it.
That's a really good job there. Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. You win the chance to answer more of our questions.
We're going to send you some crypto that went under.
No, we'll see. You know, we're going to send him some. We're getting right. We'll send him some show swag so he can wear it around.
We'll give you a crypto punk.
But just getting back to the World Series, we're talking with Brad Lidge, World Series champion, one of the great closers of that era. Brad, so. What about when we talk pitching? And you mentioned the pitching for the Phillies and obviously Nola and Wheeler and how good they've been. But the Astros, all this run of 6 years in the ALCS and obviously getting to a World Series once again, this run has been all about for them pitching, dominant pitching. They find pitchers, too, even when they lose them. They lose a Gerrit Cole, doesn't matter. They just find new pitchers that become their next guy. What is it about what they do there that makes them so almost indomitable when it comes to the postseason and their pitching?
Well, I think, you know, to be honest, like, yes, they have great player development, and you can see that because they keep bringing up young players that become superstars. But that's more with the position players, I would argue, than the pitchers. They've brought a lot of guys. They've made a lot of acquisitions into the bullpen. So that goes to the scouting department. And then you got to get kind of lucky, too. When a guy like Justin Verlander wants to come to Houston, you're in great shape, and that's going to make everybody else better. So it takes player development. It takes good scouting. It takes a little bit of luck to get the free agents that you want. And, it takes a desirable place to play. And because the Houston Astros continue to win, they continue to be able to bring in, great free agents. And I think that, it's a great baseball environment down there. Those Astros fans are great when the team is doing fantastic. It's super, super loud in Minute Maid Ballpark when that roof is closed, I can tell you from experience. But I think that they've just been able to do a great job with scouting as well. And you look at their number two guy, Framber Valdez, and I will tell you, that guy is probably he might be the toughest to hit out of everybody in this entire postseason. Yeah. When you throw out Wheeler and Nola and Verlander, like, it's Framber Valdez that, you cannot lift the ball in the air against that guy. He has such a power sinker. Just gets ground ball after ground ball. And the Astros are loaded. I mean, they really are. And, it's funny because everybody thinks about, the runs they've been on and all the runs that they score, offensively. But you're right. It's the pitching, ultimately, the starting pitching and that bullpen, the depth of guys they have. There's tons of guys in that bullpen people didn't even know about this year, like a Brian Abreu coming out throwing 100 miles an hour with an unhittable slider, and he's just one of the guys out there in that bullpen. So the Astros are very, very tough. But you're right, it's the pitching this year. I mean, there's all kinds of numbers you can throw out, but they led the American League in wins, strikeouts, ERA, top to bottom. Like, it's just, it's a crazy staff, and they've done a great job assembling.
I just want to expand on that a little bit, right? Because, it's like certain places and certain organizations know how to get the best out of players, and it's not about what you can't do, it's about what you can do, and they make your strength an even bigger strength. Me being from Detroit, I know Verlander, we thought he was done. Right. And, you look at Gerrit Cole coming from the Pirates, all of a sudden he has the best years of his career. Yeah. He hasn't had that and been able to replicate that with the Yankees. He's been good. He hasn't been what he was with the Astros. What is it about their analytics department? Because I feel like everybody's trying to jump into analytics. Houston was one of the first organizations to really dive into it. It's really deep. And they do it the right way, because it's not all about launch angle and home runs. And when you talk about putting a plan together and developing, because you were a pitcher, what's some of the things that they do to kind of change and enhance what you do well and make it better?
Yeah, it's a good question, because that is something that every team is trying to find that perfect recipe for, right? Like, what is it about analytics that allows some teams to have this huge advantage that other teams don't? It used to be the very beginning of this whole thing, it was the Oakland A's, but then kind of the Tampa Bay Rays kind of took over, and they're kind of known as the best, use of analytics front office that there is. But really what it is, and I think what the Astros have done such a great job of, is being able to be a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of looking at the launch angle of hitters' swings and saying, okay, look, the sinking fastball, that's great if you're somebody who really, really has a dominant one, but not every pitcher has to throw that. Like, Framber Valdez should throw that, because his just won't get hit. But for all the hitters, changing and evolving in that swing path for this launch angle, We need that, you know, that four-seam fastball that carries and rides across the zone. And we're going to teach everyone how to pitch that, you know, how to throw that pitch at the belt with as much backspin as they possibly can. And we're going to try and increase spin rates and really work on that. And it's amazing because, you know, when I was pitching in the, you know, from 2002 to 2012, it was like you never wanted to throw a four-seam fastball at the belt. That was the pitch that was going to get hit out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. But hitters' swings have changed and hitters' approaches have changed. And I think that their analytic department is ahead of that. And they're, you know, in general reading swings and seeing how that's going. But also they're really taking pitchers and saying, hey, listen, what is your strength? We're not going to try and force you to do something else. We're going to take your strength. And, you know, if your strength and your, you know, Lance McCullers, for example, your strength is your slider. Even though you're a starting pitcher and you need to quote unquote establish your fastball, we're throwing that out the window. You're going to throw, you know, 50% sliders and, you know, 20% curveballs and 10%. You might only throw 20% fastballs, but that's your strength. And so we're going to go with it. And I just think that teams are really finding that, you know, there's just not like one thing covers everybody now. It's everyone is super individualized. And the Astros, again, have been ahead of the curve. But, you know, I will say they've gotten, you know, sort of lucky too with getting Verlander and Gerrit Cole. They did a great job identifying Gerrit Cole and the fact that in Pittsburgh he was not being, you know, his usage was not being maximized. Like, he was throwing cutters and sinkers and trying to understand how to pitch. Houston came over there and said, look, throw all that crap away. You got a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. We're going to have you just let that thing eat at the top of the zone, and everything will play off of that. So they've changed the way guys have pitched a little bit, and obviously it's worked out great.
Yeah, it's just the plan. It's what they see in the player, and then they turn him into what they think he could be at his best. Brad, this was great. It was great to talk to you. Let's get you back on during this series.
All right, that sounds great.
Let's awesome. Go Strolls.
Brad Lidge, of course, a closer with the Phillies when they won the World Series 2008, also with the Astros, and now you can hear him on MLB Network Radio. So the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Phillies Astros Game 1 is tomorrow night. Friday night coverage on ESPN Radio begins at 7 Eastern. Coming up, Russell Wilson tells us about his flight from Denver to London. Was it annoying? You let us know. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Presented by Progressive Insurance, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, Rack Stack, ready to go. We will get to you. Reaction to the Kadarius Toney trade, as the Giants have given up on him, pretty much. Moving on, and the Kansas City Chiefs are going, we recognize what he could be. Tyreek 2.0, Bart Scott says. So watch that. We have your calls reacting to that on a very, it's been a busy before the trade deadline. Like every other league, the trade deadline's fun because you're seeing movement. In the NFL, you didn't see it, but you're starting to see it now. And this one, it's really interesting seeing some of the names being moved. We'll catch you up on the trades that you might have missed, but week 8 begins and tonight it's the Ravens and the Bucks, and that's where we begin. But then on Sunday morning, we have again another, you know, breakfast with football. And this one involves Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos out in London. They're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? Because the Jaguars seem to play in London all the time.
Yeah, they got a residency there.
Right, they did the residency, right. But we talked about this yesterday because we saw the tweet regarding Russell Wilson and his flight from Denver to London.
Audio file.
And the stuff that he, yeah, and the stuff that he apparently did on the flight. And we're like, who did he tell and how did you find out what he did on the flight? Here's how you find out. Russell Wilson tells you.
It was an 8-hour flight here. That's the first 2 hours I was watching the film.
watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, making sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last hour of that, I watched. I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest. So I feel great, ready to roll. You know, I'm super locked in and ready to hopefully get a big win in London.
No, he actually said it. At the end, he said, Broncos Nation, let's talk about not being able to read a room. This Ooh. Dude is like a Manchurian candidate. Do they write this script? It looks like I'm watching an episode of the damn Truman Show. Like, this can't be real life. This dude has got to be the most tone-deaf idiot I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, I was doing high knees, doing film while everybody else was sleeping. Well, maybe I was sleeping because I practiced and played all damn week last week. You now, didn't play.
Now, if I could be devil's advocate, he was asked how was the flight? And I think he wanted you to know how hyped he was to play in the game.
Come on, man.
I couldn't sit down.
Come on, man.
Everybody else was resting, but I was jacked up.
Bro.
I'm ready to rock.
Bro, you had all that time to do that. You could got a full workout, hang cleans. You ain't have to do high knees. You could do the hang cleans, deadlifts at the facility before you got on the damn plane.
But I got on the plane.
So that means you didn't work out before you got on the plane.
No, I worked out then too. I'm so hyped.
Man, listen.
I'm so jacked up on Mountain Dew.
If I was one of his teammates.
I'm ready to play right now.
I would have been acting like I was asleep. He'd have been high knees. I would have tripped his ass an aisle. Like, that's your dumb ass get.
This is your captain speaking.
Please, Turbin.
Stop like, doing high knees.
Right before you shifting the plane. Right before he hit the seatbelt sign on, I wish he would have hit some turbulence and hit his damn head.
Or how about somebody in the exit row just opens the door and just go, here's a parachute. We'll see you there.
Or, you know, they bringing people food down and walking up and he just high knees around the corner. Like, sir! Like, this dude don't get it, man.
Have you ever been on a flight, the commercial flight? Where there's somebody that can't sit.
And they always walk in.
They're nervous.
And then they stand by you.
They just walk. You know what I don't like? When it's a grown man and I'm standing there and he's standing
and it's, yeah,
right
it's
next
like
to
the barber.
Me.
Like his stuff like
and
right
it's
next
just
to your face.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, man. I'm
needing
you.
Like,
dude, I'm going to need you to move your moose knuckle.
You know what I mean?
Go take that somewhere else, man. I bought a ticket.
Yeah,
my ticket didn't say I had to look at a print.
Right. You're not at the proctologist. You don't need me here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This close to your nether region.
He just don't get it, man. Russell doesn't get it. And he is not winning his teammates over. You see Jerry Jeudy and Melvin Gordon. You see KJ Hamler. They looking like, man.
It's almost like, lose this game, we can all get out of here.
This is 1 month.
Escape
right.
from Alcatraz.
This is like, it's like 6 weeks. It's been 6 weeks, and they're tired of him already. Already.
But they're stuck with him? So
not the players.
They're going to have to find a new set of players to go around him.
Not the players.
I know.
The players like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah.
Now, get me up out of Jerry Jeudy. Like, yeah. I raised my hand. We're looking for volunteers for the next flight. Yeah. It's me.
Kadarius Toney got out of New York by hurting his hamstring, huh? Is that all it takes?
My arm.
It's broke. It could be a fractured ulna. Well, I mean, just him talking about it.
It's tone deaf, man.
Him doing all these things, it's very much like, he sounds.
Look at what I do.
Like he has a ton of nervous energy. But you're right. It does. It's almost like he doesn't realize what you're doing.
Bro, you suck right now.
Alienating you.
Yeah, like he not being criticized. The team is they're living up to expectations.
Mm.
That's not, listen, you know, it's certain things that winners say and losers say. When you're winning, you can say certain things. When you lose, you just got to shut up. And we should let Russell know, you may be winning in life. You got the bag. You got the family. But as far as football, you losing.
Mm.
Because it looks like Pete Carroll knew that you couldn't play. He protected you from yourself, and you was like, no, let me cook. And you're like, no.
You can't cook.
Let me cook. No. Mm. All right, you want to cook? Go cook.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What the hell did you make?
Go burn water down in Denver. Broncos Jaguars Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern from London on ESPN+. Coming up, we have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lots more to get to with you. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. You are finding every way to compare Kadarius Toney to Tyreek Hill. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's continue with the calls on. You know, let's take Chris in Memphis on Russell Wilson. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, how y'all doing, Bart? Han, how y'all doing?
What's good?
Man, I'm going to tell you, this is the worst I've seen Russell Wilson ever been or go through, because whatever that he was doing in Seattle, and I'm talking about when I say it was gone, it was gone. But this is the worst I've seen Russell Wilson ever.
And maybe Bart's right. You know, if you think about it, Pete Carroll protected him.
Yeah, ran the ball.
Did you see how his teammates in Seattle talk about him?
Yeah, he threw moon balls. Like, nobody wasn't sad when they traded him. Everybody else was like, hey, well, you know, whatever.
That's a great point.
Nobody was like, oh, man.
It wasn't a great depression.
We just saw Raekwon Smith cry. He cried.
I was going to ask you about that when he heard, right, that Robert Quinn was traded. I think Raekwon Smith was upset that he wasn't traded. I'm the guy that asked for a trade.
No, he's a guy that they're going to pay. Yeah. But the thing is, Russell Wilson leaving. All right. Well, good riddance.
Yeah.
This dude cried for a dude that only been there for 2 years.
That's a good point. Reed's in Charlotte. Reed.
Listen, I know you guys got limited time. Bro, I rock with you. I rock with both of you. Bart met you at the draft. Listen. Russell Wilson, if you look at his numbers the last 5 years, he's a top five quarterback. I mean, he's having a bad stretch right now. But, you know, you guys are making it seem, Bart, you're making it seem like he's washed, man. He's having a bad stretch. 2 years ago, 31 touchdowns, 10 picks.
Yeah.
He was cooking. And the Seahawks were winning. They made it to the playoffs 9 out of 10 seasons.
They
and
ran
not all yes. because of LOB.
No, he ran the ball. They ran the ball more than any team. This team doesn't start with the run. They try to let it go through Russ, and the offense can't go through Russ. Like, I think that, you know, you think about, you know, Pete Carroll, he just knew how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And not every player is scheme diverse. Some guys are system players, and some of the great ones are scheme transcendent. Russell Wilson is showing that he's not.
I'll tell you what, too, when you think about Russ, what is it? Never got a MVP vote, right?
Never.
And yet he's had seasons where he's put up numbers and everything else. Never got one single vote? What does that say about him? Back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott.
Kazang said.
Yep. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. I wanted to pause there just to see if we were going to dare to play the entire lyric. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got your calls to get you on this. A lot of people want to sound off. It's two different topics now. Russell Wilson and doing high knees on the plane, which we all know, like, you're on a plane. These are things you just, as a passenger. Yeah, like, man, sit down.
Right. Just imagine
just
you trying
that
to sleep.
That alone is annoying.
He's trying to sleep, dude, running, doing high knees.
Can you just sit down? Yeah, it's not like you. Well, I did it in the back. Whereas, no, if you
ain't no back. The plane is packed.
It's exactly.
I know they had a jumbo plane with the two rolls.
So there's that conversation. There's also the trade that Bart is hot on, and it's amazing. Will you please stop? You keep showing me but pictures and comparisons between Kadarius Toney, who was just traded to the Chiefs from the Giants, to Tyreek Hill. And this, yes, you're going with, all right.
They're Bart, basically
this is radio. You should be is that a pointing to me?
Oh, okay.
Can you just explain?
Tyreek Hill.
So their 40 time is very close.
Yep.
429,
439. 439.
Who has the 439?
They both have the Nextzilla, right, going on.
Yep.
Both are, let's see, Tyreek Hill is 191.
Mm-hmm.
Kadarius Toney, 194. Okay. I'm just letting you know when.
So you're going build, speed, what else?
Strength.
Strength.
Right,
okay.
Because 5'11, you know, 200 damn near is not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So when Andy Reid is looking at this, he's saying, yeah, Harmon's fast, because Harmon was a 4'2 something.
Yep.
He's saying Harmon's fast, but this guy is exactly the same skill set of Tyreek Hill.
And you
size,
think,
speed, identical, so and I'm going to use him that way.
Yeah, you're seeing it as they're going to see if this fits, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you're saying that this is what they think they're getting, Tyreek Hill 2.0.
Nope. Tyreek Hill 5'10", Kadarius Toney 5'11".
Colin's in the Bronx. Colin.
Colin, what up? Damn, Colin. Could have been great together.
I said the Bronx?
Hey, boys, what's going on?
What's up?
Happening?
I love the show, guys. Bart, couldn't disagree more with you, man. Han, you got to get your boy under control.
Okay.
I got a number for you. 12.
Yep.
That's the number of games he's been available for.
That's what I said.
That's great. You want to know why?
The other point, I love, so this is still the Gettleman kind of like, you know, we got to get rid of the Gettleman. I'm not saying I don't like Tony the player, but, you know, Gettleman got us additional pick. We got our lineman for it. Love it. But you got to, you know, the best ability is availability. Mm-hmm. And all the talent in the world doesn't matter if you're not on the field. Plus, I guarantee you, mark my words, in Shane we trust. Giants fans have hope. Watch us put these picks together. Somebody else is coming. You mark my words. Oh,
okay. So tell me this.
Well, I had to let him go.
Oh, okay. Because I would ask, how many games did Curry miss his first couple of years?
How many games
did Zion miss?
Again.
What do you mean
it's
again?
It's a different sport. And what, it's not like saying, somebody traded
okay,
for
him. How many games did Fred Taylor miss?
If last year somebody traded for Zion, the same conversation would happen. The guy's never available. If somebody trades for Anthony Davis, the same conversation's going to happen. What you're going to have.
If the Knicks traded for Zion, you would have celebrated.
Oh, I don't remember. Remind me of when Kadarius Toney was the best player in college football.
He was
Zion was the best player in college basketball.
Kadarius Toney, he was a first round draft pick.
Was he a number one overall pick?
Okay,
so you can't compare the two.
Okay, all right.
He was taken 20th in the first round, and he barely played in college as well.
Well, Steph was seventh, which is basically 20th in football.
It's a bit of a risk for the Chiefs, but it's a good risk for the Giants. It's time to move on.
Bart and Han.